The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, you can venture beyond 5K from today. So Michelle Walsh-Jackson of thenoveltraveller.com is with me with some suggestions, tips, things to see and do within your own county, of course, but beyond that 5K limit, stuff maybe you've missed out on the last little while. Michelle, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. It's good to talk to you.
Great to be back.
listen, we're going to fly through a few different things. So yeah. I should say at the outset, thenoveltraveller.com, like I said, is the website, and you're going to put all of the details up there.
Everything we talk about today is going to be on that. And I can just add, if you live on a border, remember you can travel within 20k of your neighbouring county. So, you know, listen out to everything I say, because you never know, wherever I mention might be near you.
All right, well, let's start with somewhere that's near me physically right now as we speak. Ireland's ancient east, which includes Dublin. Let's start with the capital city.
Absolutely. Well, visitdublin.com is a great website where you'll find lots of places that maybe you haven't been. And when I was trudging through it, I discovered I've never been to the Hellfire Club. I've heard all about it. It's been written about, you know, there's been programmes made about it. It's on the south side of the city and it's up on Mount Pelier Hill. Apparently the devil is supposed to have appeared there, or maybe just guys playing hijinks, but it was built in 1725. It's a lovely old ruin. And I might need my passport stamped to get to the south side at this stage, or a visa or something, but I'd love to get over there. And likewise for Southsiders coming north side, what about coming to Portmarnock Strand? Now, it's called Velvet Strand because it really is one of the most beautiful beaches on the East Coast. And there's a lovely little cafe called the Velvet Cafe, which opened in the last year. And they make all their own homemade pastries and muffins and things. So get a takeaway coffee, pop down there, Southsiders. That's what I'm recommending in Dublin.
All right. So that's the recommendation for Dublin. Let's move beyond Dublin now. I suppose I could call it the suburbs, but people in the Royal County might get angry. The Boyne Valley.
You know, Discover Boyne Valley are doing great work. The whole Boyne Valley region, which encapsulates Meath and South Louth, they have a new website called discoverboynevalley.ie, and I really recommend checking it out. Now, the Boyne Greenway and the Royal Canal Greenway are two beautiful greenways which have been developed, great for cycling. The Boyne Greenway is 1.9 kilometres from St Dominic's Park, so it's not too far from the city. But the Canal Greenway is beautiful. It's 130 kilometres of towpath, ideal for walking and runners. And Trim Castle is a great place to go for a picnic. I'm even suggesting a lovely little place to go and buy a picnic in the Harvest Home Bakery and in the grounds of Trim Castle. Sit down and have your picnic.
Oh wow, okay, so that's some great recommendations there. Visit Dublin.com and discoverboynevalley.ie for some of them. Let's move down to my own neck of the woods and the sunny southeast.
The sunny southeast. Well, you are blessed with visitkilkenny.ie. What a great website, and it's so thorough, and it really picks out little gems of places that I definitely haven't heard of. And I don't know if you've been to them recently, but what about, Kieran, if you pick up a lovely picnic takeaway in Bridie's in Langton's? I know you live in the town. So it's €16 per person for a picnic, €10 for kids, and pop out to Woodstock Gardens in Innistogue. And they've a playground there. And it's open for walking.
Oh yeah, so one of my favourite places in the world, Woodstock House and Gardens. You're right, up there over the hill in Enniskillen. I'd recommend it to anyone. The Ladies' Lute Walk is beautiful. The South Leinster Way swings down through it, so you can go on a much longer walk down through the countryside. Beautiful views, beautiful part of the world. And you're right, Bridie's do great picnics, and Bridie's do great coffee as well, should I say, as well, for people to bring with them.
And, you know, if you're posh, Mount Juliet have actually opened up their grounds.
Well, you know I am posh, so
I know you're posh. You're going to like this. €45 per person is, you know, a luxury picnic. And you can have it in the grounds, and you're spoiled for choice there on the beautiful River Nore for places to dine there.
Yeah.
So we're staying sunny southeast now, Kieran, with your neighbouring county of Wexford, which I love, and being half a yellow belly myself. Visit wexford.ie, another website where you can find out all your usual places. You know, your Curraghclough, your Kilmore Keys and all will be mentioned, but they have recently fine-tuned a load of Wexford walking trails.
Okay.
And that is really, there's a directory that is worth looking up. You've got Tintern Abbey included in that.
Oh, Tintern Abbey is an amazing place, and it's so unspoiled. And the new gardens, the gardens that are quite ancient there, but they've invested so much money in recent years. They're absolutely beautiful.
They have, and they're maintaining them. So that is, you're spoiled for choice there, with Johnstown Castle as well, which I used to go to when the kids were small and bring them down to see their granny. So the ring tour of the Hook as well. definitely another spot. Get them all on visitwexford.ie.
Yeah, Hookhead is one of the most beautiful places in Ireland, and loads of great beaches all around it, like Bag and Bun and Sand Eels and everywhere else for people to
go. The oldest working lighthouse in the world.
Oh, there you have it. There you have it. We're doing some plug here for the southeast. We'll move kind of northwest from there, the Hidden Heartlands.
Yeah, well, discoverireland.ie, of course, is the website for all internal travel and domestic travel. But / Ireland's Hidden Heartlands, you will find in-depth details of the 9 counties that are included in that, which are Leitrim, Roscommon, Longford, East Clare, Westmeath, Cavan, North Tip, Galway and Offaly. So you're talking about that basin all around, you know, the River Shannon. And I've picked out a lovely walk called the Cavan Way. It's a 26-kilometre long, quite a long walk. And it is actually the finale and the end of the epic Berra Breffni Way. And the Berra Breffni Way runs right through the heart of the country, and it was where the last of the chieftains and the great high kings, O'Sullivan, was run from South Cork up to through the entire middle of the country. And it ends in a beautiful place in Black Lyne. So you can pop in and say hello to Nevin up there, Nevin McGuire. But it's absolutely spectacular. And it's kind of, there's a lot of geoparking, Cavan, with the lovely little rolling hills. So I'm going to kind of suggest that people who are anywhere near the Berra Breffni Way in any of those counties to kind of look up and see, well, you know, where they can find them. Yeah. There is a website designated to it called the Berra Breffni Way, and it's the longest national waymarked trail in the country.
Yeah, there are some great trails around Ireland, and I suppose, you know, walkers and hikers out there will have known all about them. They've probably become known to a lot more people in the last year, you know, with staycations and everything else. Like, we really have some great options, and the weather's never as bad as people think it is.
Absolutely. No, it never is. And myself, for my big holiday last year, I went to the Munster Vales. Munster Vales covers the 5 beautiful mountains of the Ballyhoras, the Comeras, the Galtees, the Nagles and the Knockmeal Downs. So you have a little bit of Tip, Limerick and Tipperary and Waterford. And the Munster Vales are absolutely stunningly beautiful. We went kayaking on the water, loads of places to have picnics. We went glamping, you know, and hopefully, please God, now in the summer, we'll be able to go back to all those sort of lovely activities in these regions. Forgotten about regions, but the munstervales.com, another fantastic website. We'll get loads of ideas.
Well, let's talk about Tipperary then in the Munster Vales. What can we do in Tip?
Well, I'm just going to mention the Glen of Aherlow there, because that is part of the Berra Breffni Walk as well. And it's stunningly beautiful. The routes and maps are all very easy to identify around there. So I've put up links to that as well. That's what I'm suggesting. And
all
of
right.
course, you're not too far then from in Tipperary, heading to Lismore, which I am ashamed to say I wasn't never in before last year. What a beautiful little town with the castle. And you've Lady Louisa's Walk, which is a woodland walk down beside the River Blackwater. It's a bustling little town. They had a farmer's market there during the summer. So again, hopefully this will all be opened. But why not get a little picnic and pop down there?
Yeah, look, Waterford, there are some beautiful spots beyond Lismore as well, like Dungarvan and Ardmore, the Copper Coast and all of that. We really are, I know I keep saying I'm like a broken record, another beautiful part of the country, but there's so many nice things to do, so many things we're all looking forward to getting back and doing in the coming weeks, and certainly into the summer once things open up. Let's move westward now and the Wild Atlantic Way, which of course has been just such a huge success.
Oh, completely. 1,600 miles in length, you know, from the top of Donegal down to the tip of Cork. But what I love about it is the variety, you know, and each county has a different story. Now, one of my personal favourites is Sligo, another county which has done a great job in promoting itself. And it is spoiled for choice with the fabulous surfing on Strand Hill. And then you've got places like Strand, which is where, of course, Normal People was filmed. Anyone who's watching that during the lockdown at the earlier part of the year, Streeta Beach is absolutely beautiful. And what about taking a little picnic from Sligo Oysters? There's a little coffee shop called W.B. Yeats in the centre of Sligo town, and they'll do up a picnic for you, and you could bring it out and it'll be all romantic on Streeta Strand. So that I was kind of thinking of that as a nice little novel idea, something for the people of Sligo. And sligotourism.ie is their fantastic website, and they have a new chairman, Anthony Gray, who actually owns the Hooked and Yallabawn restaurants there, which are superb in the centre of Sligo town. So I can't recommend that enough. Yeah, that's my kind of top choice now for the Wild Atlantic Way.
Yeah, I suppose it's hard to mention the Wild Atlantic Way as well without talking about parts of of Cork and, well, West Cork. I know they like to think they're kind of a unique part of Cork, West Cork. It's even capitalised, West Cork and Kerry. We have a text in here, Sharon in Kerry, saying The Gap, 12 minutes. Killarney National Park, 16 minutes. Ross Bay, 18 minutes. Inch, 25 minutes. Or Dingle, 50 minutes. That is the question today. I'm so happy that the 5K limit has been lifted and the sun is out. Brighter days are here. But Anne makes a good point, Michelle. Anne from Sligo, who says, You won't go far without toilets. They're all still closed. I was out in Enniscrone today. No takeaway coffee possible, as you have to take to the dunes if you need to go. Okay. We're not well served by public toilets, are we?
No, and that's something we have to get onto. I suppose our TDs or our county councils about that, because that is going to be more important than ever now. But please God, our restaurants will be open soon. You know, Kieran, we have to be optimistic and positive, and we need to keep kind of lobbying, because the hospitality industry has really been desecrated, you know, over the last year. So please God, now we'll be back.
What are you hearing from the industry in terms of when they expect, Michelle, to... I know lots of people, there's people who've got bookings in April and they knew they were maybe taking a risk. There's other people maybe who have bookings in June and July and they're, I don't know, that they're not fully confident they'll be going, but they're probably hopeful.
I think it's looking more like the beginning of June, honestly. And I'm really sad about that, because the hospitality industry has done the most remarkable job at making their accommodation so safe, so clean, so secure. I travelled to quite a few different premises last year. I just think they have been fantastic. And the way the restaurants and outdoor dining has been set up. You know, I really don't know what more people are expected to do in businesses around the country. And my heart goes out to them, because we have got, it's one thing, it's our hospitality, it's the backbone of us. It's our lifeblood, it's what we're like, you know. And I'm just so sad just to see that we're being overly cautious, I feel, in that area. And I just would love to see a bit of positivity and encouragement coming from you know, the Dáil, really would, to this stage.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sure a lot of those people working in the industry would like it as well. Like we said, Michelle, everything that we've talked about, it's up online?
Absolutely, yeah, all up online. And just a warning for anyone, July and August, I think, are going to definitely be open and be busy. And do get booking, a small deposit, they'll let you move, they'll let you, the Irish Hotel Federation, the Blue Book, the original Irish hotels, they're all there with lovely places waiting for you to go and stay. So, you know, support Irish and small businesses.
All right. The noveltraveller.com is the name of the website.